het beuze behoorten is oine. Schiele zo schach is, de jijne zo te verrein, de sichers hele lobby, die schiels kocht ik me zie is aan de arots. Met zie is er allemaal naar. De mifka, it's a cool type of language, it's used on the three heavies. Akilo Taiva Velkovit, met zie is allemaal naar. Somebody that's Mitzvah Salam Na'olam, it's pretty severe. It's like about as bad as you can get. I mean, which Olam are we talking about? So you can take your choice, it's twofold. The main two choices are Olam Hazeh and Olam Hava. And both we can't have them covered, and for these four, they do the job very nicely. Mitzvah Salam, they can destroy a person in Olam Hazeh and Olam Hava. Now, Pekin, there's the first thing that strikes us is that these don't seem to be on the surface such strong chamurim. Chamutim. Somebody come on and tell you that it's supposed to sleep in the way?
I hope not.
You want to find out more, yes. So, save the. Maybe we will.
I'm foolish, I was awesome.
What does it mean? Does it mean anybody who slips after Amun HaShachar is going to get hit with this mission? So the Alistair of Nossim very often almost always gives us it's a verse of Alistair of Nossim, so it gives us the same Mishnah but in wider, broader explained. So here he explains this very, very specifically. Shemesh Shal Shachris means Ketzad Melamed Shalo Yishaven Odom Lishayin Ad Shetav Olav Zaman Kineshma. A person should not intend. I can't imagine anybody doing this. But a person should not intend to sleep in the morning until he's going to miss Kriyishma. So you should not should have a little man Kriyishma and then to put him in the Kriyishma. Amazing. If you intend to sleep it out until you're going to wake up and find out you actually did miss Kriyishma. How do you like that? Amazing. Why not? It comes out. And he didn't say Kishma this morning. That does come out from not saying Kishma. And they're doing the prosik initially from this. I think it's all kind of clear now. Prosik initially. Shinem, Omar Otzel Shachal Badeh, Ari Ibn Harechoyes, Hadelis Tisei Valtziro, and Otzel Amitosa. Prosik Shachal and Prosik Shachal over there. These are three different parts of the Otzel's life policies. One that refers directly to our mitzvah is a delatisa batzira, meaning that people are going in and out of the house, people are out, that the door is unlocked and moving already, and he's still on his bed. He had posik for this. But Bacholikin was clearly, everything aside, but clearly states over here that the shiur shachris that the Mishnah is beheading you for is the Shini Shal Shachris that comes in contact with Zman Kriyishma. Here it's explained as Tchilosei B'meizid with Sofer Goyinus. Sofer B'shogeg. He was Mischavin. Mischavin Al Nishan Ashutavel of Zman Kriyishma. And then lo and behold, he missed it. at that point is already Brevanoyas. I show you. Person I was mechavin to bump you in the nose. I shouldn't do that because it may come out that you bump him in the nose. If you intend to bump in the nose, you say, yeah, you shouldn't do that. Don't intend to steal, because if you intend to steal, it may come out that you stole. That's so clear. But the whole thing what we have here clear, that's chapter portion of all the Shinim code. Well, it's based on the price. But the problem here is Kriyashma. This first part of the Mishnah, Shainish Lashachris, stands out as a sore thumb on the other parts of the Mishnah. The win here is just Lachis. The common road is this. Shainish Lashachris will tell us how to feel of this man. The Taisis says Kishma, the other Hashanim says Kishma. Vayenu, for reasons unknown to common men, is decided to call Shavatla Tvila Vizmana. With all the other parts of the Mishnah, the Yayish Otsarayim, the Sichos Ayolod, Mishir's brother in his series, the main subject of the Mishnah, in the Matsinus Adam Oilam, always Hashanim explained this way. Let's see the video. Matthias Holm and Oilon. Ki, Alman River Oda. What is this person greeted for? Good question. I ask it now. Ki, Alman River Oda, Ach La Asik Vitoya. Man was created only to be Isaac Vitoya. There is Gemara, Oda, the Omo Yulod, maybe the Omo Yulain, Omo Pe, Maskana is Omo Toya. Oda, Omo Yulod. Lataya. Person was created Lataya. It continues. Emotional. Today we're not so. I'm just warming up, so we have to explain these things very clearly. As a Moshe. Moshe the Melech. She mustn't make a kiss of Labra. The Melech gave his head hundreds of them. And he is Shlich on the Yam. Shlichum sounds like lazy. So now he doesn't have any money. So what do you do? So Chosu Bikish from Menuach, hey, go back to the Menuach and say, how about some more? Hello, Roy, Shalom, Yitun, Lo Yosef. Kach, Misha, Eno, Yosef, Yotayim. Matina Salom and Oilo, the person was only river to be Yosef, Yotayim. Here's a passage in Mishlei again, Roy, Yom, Mishnah, Yisrael. And if he takes these days, the life that person was given, was given for the purpose of Torah, and he throws it in the yam. Lam lo chayim? What can you come and ask for now for chayim for? So chayim lo chayim, melechol it's for chayim. You still have to talk about it? No. Merayla told him, Merayla ki hevelu vehevelu yomach. The Acha Shechoya Kam Yom is Asik Vesik Lohoyu, Botu Atoya, Mayusiv Lohoyu. So the Benyan is explaining in very certain, very clear terms the formula of the year that Atoya is the currency of life. The currency that makes life a value of meaning. You ever heard, maybe you ever met somebody who was looking for meaning in life? You ever met somebody like that? If you ever meet him, tap on the shoulder and say, what's your problem? Don't you understand? Man was created to enter. What's the reason why he didn't understand? That's the reason why we don't tap him on the shoulder. Because that's the church chair. Well, that's it. That's. That's. But it is. A lot of things. It's mitzvahs and it's. Christmas, that's it. Just let me tell you, you know? Well, being a nice guy, is that good? that's important, there's no question, it's very, very important. Doing favors to people, chesed, kavod is Hashem, tefila. So tefila got an honorable mention here in the beginning, Sinai Shachris. But when you get down to the Matzias Adam and Oilam, just going back on the whole Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and it's also, it's from almost the Nasa, also sounds like that. There's only one subject. The subject is Torah. Matzias Adam and Oilam, because the person was created long Torah, and the person wastes his time, and takes the currency of life, currency of value of life, and throws it in the Yam, which Yam, Rabbeinu Yehuda has a Yam, in English IQ, it's called Yam HaTaiva. But you can use a different yam if you have a different one, whichever one that you threw it into. If you threw the currency, the 100 zuvim, into the yam, so then when you go back and ask the melech for another 100, it's a problem. So any minute of them, she didn't look. On the surface, before we get anywhere, but Moshel tells us that it's not an inish. A person who throws his zoom out. Mel gave him zoom and he threw him out. Right. We're not punishing him and taking away the zoom from him. He threw him away. He probably threw him out. Now we don't give him another zoom. It's not that he gets an einish of misa. You were given that you should, you need money to, whatever you need money for. That the melech gave him for life, or whatever the purpose of that ever that the melech gave him the mezuzah for. If you didn't throw them away, you would have them. You didn't take them away from you. That they're not giving them is because Einish. Somebody, it's that you committed suicide. The suicide of Olam and Olam here means it's a reality, not Einish. A person commits suicide, generally speaking, is dead. There are exceptions. But the natural state of affairs is that if you commit suicide, you're dead. And it's not good. Not good. What do we need to understand in the Mishnah? Just to clarify our thoughts a little bit. Yeah. How about Monopoly? Is that Matthias out of the Bible? Which one is that going to? Yeah. How about there are missing protein of ways of moving out the table. How about speaking politics? Which one's that good? Well, that's not that's both with nation. I mean, oh, it's clear. There's a lot of things that a person can do in the world. So, this list leaves us a little. One of the samplings, examples. How many examples does one need? Explore over the day. What exactly is this list? It's a very strange list. The overall message of the Mishnah, which we started speaking about, is one that is stated in the Chazal in many places in many forms. This place, it's stated in the reverse, in the negative. And Kinnear, that's where we should have to put our main emphasis, because that's the subject of the mission. But there's prerequisites here. That's Kinnear, they assume that we know. The reason why this is not good is because, you know what life is dead. So now, if you do these things, that's throwing your zoom out. So that's not, but first we have to understand the prerequisite. That's it. This day. So, that's it. I have another problem. What about the Shir Shachachas? With Shir Shachachas, the problem is that I come late to Seder afterwards because I got delayed to davening and then I missed my Harusa. So I hear. But I made the price of it, so it's not that way. The problem is that you missed Kriyashma. Kriyashma's man is the problem. And if I miss a little of, I don't put on tefillin, I make a lot of mitzvahs. It doesn't seem to be what's it doing in the Mishnah. And it's doing in the Mishnah where when he gets to the Messiah and the Oilam, and also the Nasa and all the Rishon, they don't talk, that's it. There's no more discussion about the problem of missing Kishma anymore. There's one problem. You create for him and he threw out his Uri. wasted yet. So what's it doing here? There's no... We're reminded by a strange halacha, which it says, "Zechich mikaveitim l'tayim." And it says in seven halachas, Mishnah, "Minim shir kaveitim l'tayim." In the most bidyevitic situation, is kiyush mashachas arius. So we hear already in halacha that kiyushma, contrary to popular opinion. We thought it's just, a mitzvah, but we didn't know until now that the sugya of the Mishnah, that the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. In fact, if you would have asked me, I'd tell you it isn't. I would tell you, I mean, everybody knows that, the Rambam, like, has to pull a person out of bed at 3 in the morning, wake him up, ask him, what's Kriya Shema, what's that mitzvah, and he'll take a puzzle machal shemai. That's a nice thing. Here we see that it's plays a secondary role, but it can play a role of the minimum. But here we see that the Mishnah is explaining to us in the list of the problems of the different forms of throwing out Yisurim of Bittul Torah, is including the Bittul Kriyishma Shel Shachris, the Zman. We once spoke about Kriyishma. It's alright, I got a little off the subject, I mean, it's not too terrible, but not going to... I have a question. I'm going to ask an apocrisis question. The whole assumption of the Mishnah here, what they're showing in time, you'll see, is that a person was created for Torah. That's all you were created for. You're created for Torah. The one who's speaking is a Bnei Emet. So, let's get steered. I have another Bnei Emet. Bnei Emet Shachula. Shachli Shachli Zayin. Gives a list of 11 mitzvahs, I say. All the mitzvahs hal yonos, and also mitzvahs, I say, this list of 11. It's a very respectable list. The person has shaykh to this list is doing quite well. The first one is b'chira. The second one is Talmud Torah. It's in the list. It's one of 11. He's number 2, not number 1. And then there's a lot of others. Lachta b'drochel, it's brainless regardless of Hashem, the list of one. Different mitzvahs essay, which are the mitzvahs of Yenus, nimsu mitzvahs essay. It's a very good question what this list is of. In a minute we'll get into the bigger power, what it's a list of. But the whole thing, just that we see what's doing over here, knowing Gadlus Hashem, knowing Chazdei Hashem, Kedusha, Avoid the year out of Drakes. Very respectable list. After the list, he says the following statement. In a minute, I'll show you the pasuk, but let's just skip a line. Matikras Avivra in Rayosim Olo Nafshoi, the Ike Isko Yvidron Shinipa Bavur. Person was created for a purpose. He does all kinds of wonderful things. It just one thing he didn't do what he was created for. Matikvah sol. There are other sorts of shyness in the Bnei Emet. In Chalota he says, Ma ha'ilu, ha'ilu, b'chol kinyanea imrohi b'enei alina. Such a thing that a person can have many kinyani ruchnim, the neshom is talking over there. He says, but where did he get you? If you still soft possibly add up to be real, but any other way. It has this concept, it's other places also, that a person can have some very tremendously respectable milus, and you can still have a big X on it. Because a person has to know machalos, but what you created for. But I have to ask a steer now. Here in our mission, the Vinayana tells us a person is created only for Tamato. And here he gives us a list of 11 things. Tamato is one of them. Another difficulty here is that the where does he know that a person was never for these 11 things? So this is no problem, it's impressive. So last week's after Shanema, Kol Nikri Bishmi, and with Freddy, we all see exactly about the CC. Don't you see? Obvious.
I just had a suggestion that there's two separate lists for two separate things that a person was created for. One list is what he was created for, Mifrinat Hashem. What is he in relationship to Hashem? Let's say, a man is supposed to manifest certain things for Hashem, right? Because that's what he's supposed to do in relationship to Hashem. But what he was created for himself, right, is a different list. That's to say, his own, this is for him, one's for himself and one's for Hashem.
Which one's which?
I would suggest that the Torah is for himself and the 11 are for Hashem.
Very nice. Sounds great. Can you explain that, please? You're right.
I just have a very minimal idea. Just that what one has to do with the godless of Hashem, so I have to have a huge list encompassing many, many different aspects, almost global. And then the other one is very pinpointed as far as what this particular key for his own development, which is relatively unimportant in relationship to Hashem, perhaps. But his own development as opposed to what he's to be doing in relationship to Hashem. So the bigger list would go for what is required of him for Hashem.
Can we switch places?
That's for sure.
Excellent. So it's just to try to understand a little bit what. So Yishlo, Ramesh. I didn't have it so clear to the simplicity of his flying test. This is a, there's a Yisoid, Godulat Moid, that it's quite life dependent on it. It's almost like life and death, whether we have this clear. So it's very, very important what he's telling you. Avodas Hashem has many aspects to it, no question. There are many responsibilities, chinois, approaches. And Vaday the Torah and the mitzvahs are all aspects of all approaches and all chinois and all. And because of the breadth of Torah, the oirik of Torah, sometimes we get confused. And we can lose perspective, and the yisoy that you're teaching us here is a yisoy niflo in understanding the dual purpose of man's creation and the dual role and means that's used to fulfill these responsibilities. We'll use language that has Chazal. There are three major responsibilities of a human being. It's called Binam Chavei, Binam Atzmai, and Binam Lamakov. Man has responsibility to his fellow man. Man has responsibility to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And man has responsibility to himself. For the purpose of our discussion, because of the limitations of time also, the Benon Amoka, the Oil Chaveru is going to be left out. We're not going to discuss it tonight. Both lists don't discuss it, and there's a reason why in this discussion, the Benon Chaveru doesn't find, it's not, doesn't find expression. Doesn't find mainstay expression. Maybe I need to make one statement to clarify. The subject matter is that there's a, there are two that exist that have central importance for every person. The Bore and the Niver. Chayav Olam Lomar Bishvili Niver Olam means the Bore is the Bore and the Niver is me. The world is created, is set up after creation, set up in two major parts, the Baruch Shalom and me. Very egocentric. To explain why it's not so, so we have to get into the Havera, and I don't want to confuse the issue. I want Kodavka, it's confused as enough as is, but I want to try to get centralized on the essential line. What does it mean that I have responsibility towards the Baruch Shalom? So in the soul's simple form of understanding, so we feel that if I daven, put on tefillin, keep kosher, keep Shabbos, so the Baruch Shalom owes me one. Those are all these things I did for him. So he owes me one. I worked for him, I got to pay. Mirei Chazda Yisbar is willing to accept the type of Marishkai also. And he'll pay. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chapis Chara Kol Be'er. Dogs also get paid. They get sent Mirelas, Chafis. Anybody, you think you're doing Vajra Vyarakshan? In a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chapis Chara Kol Be'er. No question. You did a mitzvah, you're going to get tzchak. Nachon. But when we're talking about the concept that's expressed here, specifically what it says in the pasuk, that the creation of the world was created lichvoyle. Later it says in Pirkei Avos, kol nivra, that's not the Mishnah, kol nivra lichvoyle. Pasuk v'ar, we say in the Velitzion, Ruch Elokeinu, Shavuronu Lechveidoi, one, Hezilonu Melagoyim, two, Zatoyim, Vinoslon Eteris Emes. There's two Eteris Emes, Chaylan Matavisachim. This duo, the Hitlon and Atoyim, we're going to leave aside for a moment. The two major stages. Shavuronu Lechveidoi. We were created to be the representation of Kreid Shammai, the expression of Kreid Shammai. And Toyim. What is the duality here? Who are these two guys? What is this? Chavrus. It's interesting Chavrus. Very important Chavrus. What does it mean that the Baruch Hu created the world L'Chvoidoi, and the Chvoidoi of the Baruch Hu is us? What does that mean? So ask the question this way. In Avoida, it says, Avoida Tzoyot Avoida. We're doing something for you. What are we doing for you? What does it need us for? Are we doing something? We're just pretending, and then he pays us because we were good kids and we pretended. There is a oimik that's difficult to discuss. It's the discussion that we are given here. The Rebbeinu Shalom created a world that Where should we start from? Adin Allah Mashem Allah Hutayha Kalit in Ibra. No problem. Here's my law. Tayyam Kalit in Ibra. His Shein Melech is dependent on us. What's it going to do with it? He was a Melech before we ever existed.
And no?
Very much like that. It's all the Chavs are called. Hazai Shmoy Melech Nikra. When was he called the Melech? In Melech Bloy Am. When he created Nivra. And as far as each person's personal life is concerned, that Nivra means me. Chayv al-Loyim l'bishin Nivra Oilov, meaning that the Shein, Melech, that the Rebbeinu Shalom receives from the process of having an arm is me. That, what's expressed here in simple terms, is a tremendous chiddush. Vaday, term called Yitzir Nivra, before creation of the world, the Rebbeinu wasn't missing anything. And intrinsically, Vaday, the Rebbeinu doesn't need anybody, doesn't need anything. And we can't do anything for him. There's a psukim in Iyov that expressed this concept. That Vaday klapi the brain shalom the etzem. What did you do for him? What did you do a mitzvah that he didn't give you? That he attempts to do the mitzvah first. It's like the marshal that we have over here. A person was supposed to do buy something for the melech, but he gave you the money. So what did you do for him? The mezuzah you get from him, the chayim you get from him, the mezuzah, everything you get from him. So, what you say that you did for him? He's the shortage of everything that you did. This is the essence of creation, the chiddush of creation, the difficulty that it was necessary in creating creation. So the Bereshit had to limit his own expression, intrinsic expression, Kavi Yochel, as the Kol Yochel, as the Melech Bitzad Atzma, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, Leuven Boyd. And he, over also, the Hoyim of Bahim is all the same. It's Hidoi, the Melech, the Molech, the Yimloch, it's all the same. But to leave room in the world for us to exist, and to function, and to have meaning, the Roshan limited his expression. Made a hole. This is his greatest expression of his koyach she'in lo yidlo, that he was able to create kavi yochel within his bilti balas tachlis, with his no ending greatness, room for dependence on his nivroni. Ad kidei, who is the lucky? Ad kidei. Ein Melech Bloy Am. Ad Kedei, when it says in Shira Shirin, Melech also Bloy Hato. The Rishon created a system where he's a Melech that's in chains. He's chained down to our activities, to our mice. His Vaday, those chains himself are totally Beretzainai. And Beretzainai, Chayge, Beretzainai, Mayge, that's one of the piyutim that we say it over and over again in so many different expressions. That all of this process, all those limitations, is all Be'avon Mugbal. It's only to whatever degree that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants it to be that way in order to do this whole process what he wants. To whatever degree he doesn't want, so he can just throw it all off, which takes him. Vaday be'etzim, he wasn't makbil himself at all. Aval, for the purpose of creation, for the purpose of the tachlis of creation, for b'chira and the atovah shleima and everything that's explained in all of this form, the Roshim created an existence where his malchus is a malchus only through us. And if we're not there, then he's not there. Ad Kedei, that the Pusuk, which is Kriya Shema, it's the beginning of our Mishnah, that is the description, that is the declaration of independence, that's the declaration of Malchus Shemayim. We don't get to Hashem Elokeinu before we say Shema Yisrael. If there's no Yisrael, then there's nothing to talk about Hashem Elokeinu. Or it says a Chazal, Shem Mole is Chal on Olam Mole. Gracious, precious, Hashem Vur, Hashem brings it. Only once the world was created in its totality, then there was the Shem Elokeinu, the Shem Mole, Olam Mole. And here are rules that is fitting for its purpose. That it is a kli roi the kabel kli shemayim. Then you can have the full expression of kli shemayim. And if not, not. Vehi b'shur melech sasi v'yishad ad yachash yifte yisrael. Says in the Medrash, yachash yifte yisrael azayu melech ein yachash yifte yisrael not a melech. Marshal Neyer. Melech built a tremendous palace. He wanted to build it on the water. So how did he do it? Took 12 sphinas and he tied them all together. And he built bridges between them, platforms, and on that he built his palace. As long as all the sphinas are connected, there's a palace. Start breaking down the connections between the different boats. Each one goes off into their little camp. No palace. Malchus Shemayim is totally dependent, just like the Amun was built on the palace, is built on the boats. So the Malchus Shemayim was built on Christ or being Christ. Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim is expressed as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The description, the Gilui of Malchus Shemayim, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, needs to be preempted, the way has to be cleared. The Goyin says that when a person says Shema Yisrael, there are two, the words Shema Yisrael, there are two basic combined kavanas that a person has to have. One is the idea of being part of the klal. V'afrech k'moicha means afer b'vol klal. So they should be, the boat should be together. Even if on the surface things don't look always that way, you can overcome that. It doesn't, these things are not dependent on what goes out in the papers. That's not where things happen. That's where things don't happen. That's where they look like they happen. There could be all kinds of problems. And a fiddle sits somewhere in the room. He closes the door. And he says, Shema Yisrael. And he means, and he feels, and he understands that all Klai Yisrael is one entity. Then Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in this place for Malchus Shemayim to be placed in the world. On the surface, there are problems. Yeah, there are problems. But I, the closest, the world hasn't come to its shleimus. When we get to that point, so then that's a guru shleim. Ad as in a kisi shalom v'in a shem shalom. Vaday. In a chalam. Vaday. The kvod malchus is shkinta v'gavus. That's very, very bad. But each one individually has total personal control over the whole world. You're not dependent on anything that says in things. It doesn't matter what the friend next door says. It doesn't even matter what your Shviga said to you last time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can overcome any limitations that come from the outside. Any limitations that come from the outside. It's a little difficult, because you have to mean it. And if it was so personal, or is there something next to an age, or something that's difficult to mean it. But a Ruy Yitzur, a person could overcome that limitation. So then the Hishma Yisrael is real. And there's place for Shema. Okay. Number two is you can't say Shema American. You can't even say Shema Israeli. You have to say Shema Yisrael. If a person doesn't recognize as a prerequisite for Kabbalah Shemach Shemayim that he's a Yid, a Yisrael. A Yisrael, we are Lanims. Christ was Lanims. Yaakov, Yisrael, Kiyadur, says Rashi Chumash, Yisrael is the higher form. Shema Yisrael is the expression that Yisrael should call a spoil. Tiferes Yisrael. Yisrael is the Tiferes, is the expression. What's Tiferes? Tiferes is the expression of Kol. The word Yisrael, Yosha Kel, the expression, the word itself, what it means, is the direct expression of Kodeshmai. Ad, Shadmust Yuknoi Shayakov Yuno, Shayisrael. The Kokol, like Yisrael Kol.
Direct word.
Right?
The direct.
Expression, Yoshakel, the direct expression. Right. You want to know what the person looks like here? Look at me. Tell me, okay. That's me. Not me. Okay. Tell me, okay. A person is created, in the lowest form, a person was Choyte, Chet, Chayt, Misvizayolo, and he's a pagan and died. And all you have is a dead goof that was killed by Bezdin. Okay, I can't hang it up. I think I'll take it down. Why? It's all about Kim Tolo. You can't get away from it. You can't be lower. Okay? You can be the bottom of the bottom. Dead. A dead Bechal Shabbos that was killed by Bezdin. Okay? Just a goof. The Shem is not there. Still tell me. Okay? A dead kid. A bayat. So I am a Jew and I is good. Maybe that's not true. Yeah. Maybe that's what they're also called Tzomel. Okay. But anyway, I recall that's true. The rabbi that the goof of a Avayan is more Kurdish than a good. Klai Samos have respect for the goof of a Nesheretov. But rabbi, the person, the Chayich Yusuf, every year, on a daily basis, start off the day. Ibn Koyim Shinu Shal Shachas as an antidote to a problem called Shinu Shal Shachas. As an antidote to Shinu Shal Shachas, to awaken the slumber that a person can start his beginning. There's a daily beginning. And the daily beginning can start two ways. This way or that way. Those are the only two choices. Either Yisrael or not Yisrael. Not Yisrael is shame. Either a person can be an expression of Kodesh Shemayim, or it can be asleep. Which means that theoretically he still has the possibility, but you gotta wake him up. The form of the how do we actualize this? What's the process? What's the process that gives us this quality? What's the koyach? What's the process? What's the form that gives this type of meaning to life? This is the essence of life, and gives us this. Where will we come? Where will we come from? You go on and on and on, there are many places in Chazal this concept is expressed. Man Bayom Hazeh is created in a world and in a situation where everything is against him. everything's out to pull him down and to express the animalistic side of man. The neshama is in Beit HaSoar, in jail, meshubit to the goof. It says in Chazal that the Malach wanted to say Kodesh to Orem Rishon before, when he was in Gan Eden, before the Chet. And given Moshe, the Melech and the Viceroy were coming into town. And everyone wanted to give the proper cover. They're coming in the chariot, they're coming into town. Everybody was doing all of the hoo-haing, whatever it is that you do when you're... There was a question, who's the Melech, who's the Viceroy? They both looked pretty cautious. So the Melech kicked the Viceroy out for a few minutes. And everybody knew who's the Melech, who's the Viceroy. So too, the Melechim saw all the mission. Want to say Kodesh Kodesh. So the Rishon showed people of Taibin. They kicked them out. I'll show you. Shana. Shana is the expression of the difference between the actors between man and the Rishon. Really Shana, there was Mokum Nitas. Maybe Echanami, you see, has a group. Maybe the group was both of the Neshama. And the Neshama was a friend of the Kahnimau. And this creation is a creation of an expression, Kulay directly, Yosha Kel, a direct expression of Kray Shemai. So then all that you relate to the Neshama relates to the person, because it's always, it's Kray Shemai. That's Kray. It's just the expression of the Neshama is Kray. You put him to sleep, and you say, oh, there's no sight to this, not there. It could be a beggar also. Number one, Shayna Shal Shachris is the direct opposite. The two sides of human existence. Either Adam, Shayna Adam, says in Chazal, has two meanings. Either Adama, and that's very nicely expressed when a person is sleeping. Echad Meshisha Medisa. But all of the Kirchhoff's are Yenis, all the Dibu, Seifa, they all go. The only thing that's left is a very worthless piece of them. Can't do anything, put it in a bed, you know, actually. All the Mudloilam, it's still a Mazik, but it's not the Kazi, you can do it in the Dimbin works. Very top notch. Rather, the accusation earlier in the concern, and also in the wrong way, my mother, perfect. Echad Meshisha Medisa. Or Edmund Elgin. Odom is either Kesha Oyla Oyla Ala Shemayin, Mamish, Edmund Elgin. Or Kesha Nofa Nofa Ala Oretz, Mamish. Mina Nofa Ashtik. He's a good book. Nothing. What's a person worth in sleep? There's only values that you can wake him up. What function can he play in sleep? There are exceptions, but they're not a regular person. Shina Shal Shachris, the person to start, the beginning of the process, the person's Haschola, his existence. There's two ways. Edmund Elgin, or Adama. Shina Shal Shachris, or Chabot, or Machushima. Shachris the time of beginning of the day, the time of the starting of Mahalach, the person has to establish on what road he's on. And there are two choices. Every human being at every stage of his life always has two choices. What is the koyach that depends? True. You know why I admit that again? You know why I can be Daniel, I can be Israel? Because I have an Ashok. You know why I can be a pagan man? but there would be miachia. Miachia. What koyach is there that can take this, combine the two of them together, and will determine which way it's going to go? So not at the chlolos, on an individual, momentary basis, that's the avayah b'chir. But the Rebbe Shlom, put it this way, Rosh Yitzhar or Rosh Yitzhar Tav. Situation, Bli Torah, is a lost case. True, you have an neshama, but it's totally enslaved to the group. Ein b'koyach an neshama, Lulei Torah, to enslave the group to the neshama. The koyach, the chius, just like a person can be a very, very wealthy man, but he doesn't have his checkbook, he can't get breakfast. Tremendous, in the bank, in Swiss, $1 million, right? I don't know you, you don't have any money, so I'm not going to sell you a puff of bread. You can start. Everybody eats stuff if they want. Stuff. The middle of the existence of life, of this life, that energizes this duality into an existence of meaning and value, is to the triumphant. Right? Yisrael v'reis v'kitshiruchu chad. It doesn't work without it. The way that a man can become Edmel Elyoy, an expression of Kruchmayim Mitzad Atzmai, can overcome the death aspect of the guf and bring out the chiyuth aspect of the neshama, the money, the currency of that life force, Chaya Olam, not the Vishnachemu, is Torah. First of all, Torah is Emes, and Chaya Olam, Torah is Echem. Mitzad, the order Mitzad Atzmon, that there should be a player here, that there's somebody to deal with. That's totally only on Torah. Only on Torah. You can't use anything else. You can't use a Veda, you can't use Tefillah, you can't do Maisim Tayyibim, you can't do that. None of those things are yet life before. This is true B'olam Hazeh, and this is true B'olam Habo. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Gemara asks the question, Nosha V'Maik HaZoch. What do you mean Nosha V'Maik HaZoch? Do you not have mitzvahs? Yeah, how about we should have the mitzvahs that they have in the day? How many devices they have in a day? Sometimes they don't realize it. But they're dealing with devices all day long. It's all chesed. Almost everything a woman does is a key and it's a device. We have to recall this. Until we find a rule of an esek in matzah once a year, so we only go crazy. That's right. That's nice. But Microsoft. So all a person explained that a person needs air and food and sleep, aside from what you need. But there are different levels of dependencies. A person grew X amount of days without food, X amount of days without water, X amount of days without sleep. But air, you can't go without at all. The etzim chius. The chiyus itself is constant. So you can't take any breaks from life. Even air is only a marshal. That is not a good marshal either. You can go around, you can hold your breath for air. The chiyus itself, chiyus doesn't have a hefzer. If it does, then it's basically they say that the person died and revived and it's Mason's different story. If he died, he doesn't come back. He didn't die. He got very close. He hit. But he didn't die. If he died, you know, they're very nice. I'm going to go with them. Big respect for them. They're not Mechayim Eisen. They should go. A person, once he stops, does that. Chiyus, that's some chiyus that makes a person that type of chayim that's called that nivra, which is has can live in this form of being b'ri nivra v'zeh. That's all that exists. B'ri nivra, and he plays a role. What role do you play with it? In terms, that's the world. The world is there's two people on chess board: the b'ri and the nivra. What's in it for me? What do I have to offer? You have exactly to offer Nivra, which is Tachas Kovah. You want to, if there wouldn't be such a Tachas, you wouldn't have created it. But there is such a Tachas, he created it. And that's me. That Chiyus, that money in the Moshe, that is the essence of life, the essence of meaning of life, the essence of that that gives us the Shein Yisrael. Right? That's the Kiyudur. The different, obviously, each one has its Nidah. And you saw his meter is toyev. Yaakov Avinu, his meter was toyev. Ish tom yeshev ohal. Toyev kehem chayein nevarech Avinu, as explained so well. Number one, before we talk about being the process of what I may actually avoid it towards the Rebbeinu Shalom is, it doesn't have to be a player. It has to be alive from the dead. I have to be Edmund the Elyon. If I'm Edmund the Elyon, then I can start being a Gilu Kray Malch Shemai. I can be a manifestation of Kray Shemai. If I'm a pagan man, if I'm Shem Shachris, if I'm Al Kohl's, then even if I had all this list of them now, I'm part of the list of them, but it's all okay. Number one, I have to, for my own existence, my own definition of Shemai Yisrael, to be a Yid, the essence of that, that's the second half. Okay, now you're a Yid. You have to hear. What are you supposed to do? Right. What does the Bushel need you for? As a call the day Shemayim, it's me, Yeshemayim. The Rishon left over mix of our existence, of parts of the universe that are dependent on us. All 11 of these mitzvahs, if you please bring into them, are different forms of the basic concept that the Rebbeinu left the revealment of Kodesh Shemayim in the world to be brought out by this Nivra who is a Yisrael. In the list of the definition of Yisrael, is only two. Father, you have to do all the mitzvahs. I understand a person can call or wish any ever Torah, come Torah in. So then he doesn't have Torah. A person just learns those the mitzvahs. Right? Then he doesn't have Torah. But the defining factor of what makes a person a Yisrael, that's the starting point. That's Shachris, the starting point. It's got to be Torah. The starting point, also means in the day of life. That's why in youth, later parts in life, there are some people who are still zeich to be learning material, and some people have different responsibilities. There's yisachos in the world, there's rulers in the world, there's tamei hachorim, there's balabat, and that's the way the world's supposed to be. But that's in stage 2 and 3. But in stage 1, in shachris, everybody's supposed to learn material. No exceptions. If you don't start the child with Torah, and now the child ends at least 25, 27. Mm-hmm. At least. How about I? Shachas, the youth, that's going to be cool. Then, there are other stages. But the defining factor when a person gets his what's called nowadays identity, he's getting his identity number. Chrysler's identity number has one letter on it. Tell you. Yeah. That's it. Anyone know it's true? Ask any goy. In any generation, what did you people of the book? But they didn't offer help or anything. Yeah, they do offer anything to the people of the book. That's a yid. Definition of a yid. The existence of a yisrael. The free definition that makes him a live member of the first half of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That the second half has where to be chal on. That's only thing. Person is created only for
so. Where would it fit into this then?
The more answers.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the more answer? The more answer is because of their assist role in the husbands and children.
So what about an unmarried woman?
Unmarried woman is in trouble.
Well, she's in trouble from the time she's born, but she's not going to be married the minute she comes into the world.
I mean, she's not going to be married.
Well, usually when you're born, you're not married yet. So from that second on, you're already in trouble because she couldn't get married yet. So what do you do until the time you get married? You're in trouble.
Everybody tells you to get married isn't in the Kriya. That's, you know, there are hagdomas before it's, the safest starts.
No, what I mean is by a woman, not a woman, you have to, there's no chiyuv, let's say, for a woman to get married. A woman doesn't want to get married. So she didn't...
Rachel answered that question. There are certain things that you believe to chiyuv. You have the definition. In Rav Mason, like, Rachel type shows when they don't, they did. Rachel, they don't have a definition. A woman that's not in the realm of marriage and children has to really go to very exceptional forms of special roles to earn her role as existence. Because the standard form of existence doesn't have.
Let me ask it this way. Still out there. At 13, I immediately can be involved in having an identity. Perhaps before, maybe from Chinuch, I don't know when this all starts. Right? So I have a shear when it's for sure for me. A woman that's not like that.
It's not so black and white, because that I wouldn't come into it also.
No, so if they do, yeah. But I mean,
we teach them in Beis Yaakov, we teach them to. All of these already related to all kinds of kediyavit and all kinds of real shows and all kinds of situations necessary. Zayed the Sayyid of Mashiach. You have to learn, first of all, the Sayyid of Mashiach. And the application. It's just a human is an issue. You have to understand the whole existence. The one thing I'll tell you clear. Yeah. When we're talking about Olam, Nikru Shmom. Nikru Shmom Olam. Yisrael. It's Yishu Beisa. It's Yishu Beisa, that's called Yisrael. The minimum half to Echa Kamar, I'll ask you a written question. What does the man do if he does have Shalom Bayis? Doesn't it be Chum? It's be Chum. I don't know how to say Shema Yisrael. Let's go to Kamoicha, your neighbor, what about your wife? She gets stuck at step one, the wife. You know. It's like checkmate. You know. How do you get past that? I don't know. There are problems in the world. The world is a pill. There are lots in the world. The people with brain handicaps, and all kinds of diseases, and all kinds of very weird, unnatural, and unnormal paths of life. The nation has all kinds of very interesting plans for all kinds of special uses that we don't know. Whoever learned the rules find the exceptions. But the basic rules are true for it. One is the natural stuff.
It's Rosh Chodesh, you need to drink wine in the air.
So we're going to stop in the middle of it. There's a full time. I have no choice. I have to yell at 9:30. So we got started. What did you say this was? A 70? You said?
70.
No, you did.
You did. We were about 65.
No.
So we were 70?
No.
Yeah, but